Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. The blame game, you know what it is. It is the CYA, or cover your you-know-what game, that people play, or employees play, and you know, some managers play. However, we cannot allow that to happen. I am not saying that everyone, you know, doesn't need to be reprimanded for something that they do wrong. If for sure someone goes against your policies or your code of conduct, you need to follow your disciplinary action. What I am saying here, though, is that we need to make sure employees are comfortable coming to us as leaders when they make mistakes or feel that they failed without the fear of reprimand. We don't want the blame game happening. Blaming each other or saying Tara did this or Barb, my sister, did that is not a great culture to have in your organization or within your team as a leader. We need to stop this in its tracks. So what can you do? Well, this is a really short tip today about leading by example is one thing you can do. If you want to say as a manager or leader that it was another leader who told you to do that or your boss's fault for telling you to do that, don't do that. Just don't do it. Just apologize to your team if it affected them in some way and work on correcting the issues. Don't play the blame game. Who is to blame then if you can't blame each other? Because as humans, it happens a lot. We want to cover our butts, and so we blame everybody else. There is another way that you can place blame, which helps you improve. Yes, I said that right. So who is to blame? Most times, it's the process, not the people involved. So what parts of processes could be missed? Well, maybe the training wasn't done effectively or at all. Some people get thrown into positions and they're just trying to figure it out as they go. So blaming them for not getting a report done that they didn't fully understand because they weren't trained properly is an issue that is a process-based issue. Perhaps the onboarding or training process needs to be reviewed, not the people. Maybe it is that they do have a work instruction or process that is out there, but it's not clear or understood or heck, not documented. If things aren't documented, clear, or concise, people may not do exactly what you hope they're doing within that process or with those instructions. And also instructions that are done on email very frequently can be misunderstood. Again, this isn't you how you write it or the person how they read it. This is that we're all humans and we take information in differently. So we want to make sure that there was no misunderstanding happening. We can't blame how I wrote it or how you read it. It is perhaps that we used email instead of a phone call. Perhaps it was we used email and didn't follow up by asking if somebody was clear on what the ask was. And I want to come back to the instructions, the processes, the documents. If these are not documented or not clear and clarified, you will have some issues with blame. So making sure that if processes are not being followed or everybody has one process but doing it six different ways, you document that process and ask everybody to follow the process. If you take anything away from today's quick tip, please let it be this. It's usually a process that's to blame, something that didn't go correctly in it, something that wasn't clear in it, and not a person or a department. If an error is made or something happens where you would normally blame somebody, Tara accidentally sent something out because she didn't double check something, then if that is something where your disciplinary processes come in, then utilize them. But I challenge you to consider this. Where did the process break down? Why did I send out that document without whatever? Maybe the instructions weren't clear that I was supposed to add something. Figure out where the process breaks down next time you want to blame somebody for something and work to improve the process in order to better be able to assist your people. And that could be as simple as onboarding or training, by the way. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara this week. Did you know we have great on-demand Fundamentals of Leadership courses? You can find out more about this and all of our leadership coaching, consulting, and other services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.